Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
The Hammer and Nigel Show.
Do you suppose we'll meet any wild animals?
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs and have some fun.
The dingo ate your baby.
And now Hammer and Nigel proudly presents...
Damn, nature, you're scary.
Lions.
And tigers.
And bears.
Oh, my.
Oh, this is crazy. This grandma in Minnesota survived a bear attack, which are rare in Minnesota. I think there's only been like 10 bear attacks since 1987.
Now, if you'd have told me there was a wolf attack or an attack from like a hairy lumberjack, I would understand that. But you don't normally hear bear attacks in Minnesota.
Elderly grandmother attacked by hairy lumberjack. That would be a headline. Here is, so what happened? This was over Memorial Day weekend, right?
She was out walking her dog at some campground and late at night... You know, after everybody had kind of left, she walked her dog outside. She heard a little bit of a ruckus. This is the report from Fox 9 in Minnesota.
Last week, Lori says her young pup Zeus was a little restless at the cabin, so she let him outside when she heard some hissing. She went out to investigate.
I thought it was like a raccoon, and so I ran towards it, but there was no Zeus, and there was no raccoon. There was a bear.
Oh.
Coming at me. Brum, brum, brum. I screamed twice, and then I said, it's a bear! It's a bear! Like, it's a bear! I can't believe it's a bear!
She's not exactly sure if the bear pounced on top of her, but it certainly clawed her good, her chest, shoulders, back. Lori's family rushed her to the emergency room where she was given antibiotics for the deep gashes. Fortunately, she wasn't bitten.
No, I didn't think I was going to die. I thought, oh, I interrupted a bear.
I would have thought I would be dead. By the way, speaking, you're supposed to play dead when you were attacked by a bear, right? Is that the protocol?
I thought you were supposed to scare black bears off.
Sam?
I don't know which one it is, but I believe it is black bears actually is you play dead. Brown bears, you look alive. I might have it mixed up, but one, it depends on the type of bear you're interacting with.
Sam, give us your best impression of how you would scare off a bear.
I'd be scared off. I mean, if I had the actual balls to try and stand up to a bear that's trying to kill me.
How would you do it?
I'd, you know, get big, hands in the air, and...
Would you make a noise?
Well...
Let me hear the noise.
We gotta hear the noise.
The sound of me peeing my pants make a noise. But yeah, I mean, I guess I'd go, like, give it a good... Rah! That kind of...
We have a segment sometimes called Great Moments in Shooing Away Bears History, where we play clips of...
No bear was scared of that, Sam.
Well, I can't tell you enough how scared I'd be, so...
Rawr.
Sam. I didn't want to peek the microphone. I tried to be intimidating while maintaining radio professionalism.
Sam is filling in for Allison producing today.
Well, let us show you how it's done. Nigel, if you're trying to shoo away a bear, how does it sound?
Go on, get! Go! Go, bear! Get out of here! Get! Rah! Rah!
Rah! Nigel shoo away a bear voice is also a hillbilly from Alabama. I love it.
It's also the sound of me telling my cat to get off the counter. Go on, get
on out of here. Go on, get.
Have you seen, and then we can move on, but have you seen the movie The Revenant?
Yes.
With Leo DiCaprio?
Yes.
Remember the bear attack scene in that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Holy God almighty.
Have you seen the making of it? Like how they filmed that? There was a dude that's got like, you know, like video game buttons all over his body, he's in a bear costume.
Is he like in a green thing? Is there a green background or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's fighting Leo in like this bear costume.
I'll have to go look that up.
We're doing a round of Damn Nature, You Scary.
Damn Nature, You Scary.
Dateline Oklahoma. An 81-year-old Oklahoma man said he was the victim of an hours-long bee attack, leaving him... with over 200 stingers in his body. He also broke his hip when he tried to run and get away. He was out cutting the grass when the swarm attacked him, knocked him to the ground. Here is the 81-year-old survivor talking about the attack.
It got in my hair, and they were going in my ears and in my nose.
I thought, I better keep my mouth shut because they'll get those bees, they'll be in my mouth.
And he survived.
A good Samaritan rescued him 3 hours later, found him on the ground at his house.
So painful.
And now he's recovering.
Damn, nature, you scary.
Which brings us to great moments in bee attack history. Nigel's favorite movie, The Wicker Man.
The bees!
Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees! Ah! Out of my eyes! My eyes! Ah!
Ah! Some damn fine acting by Nicolas Cage.
That's award winning right there. That's the same guy that played, that won an Academy Award for Leaving Las Vegas. He's now buried up to his chin, and they put a bucket of bees over his head.
Great moments in bee attack history. This iconic scene in Tommy Boy.
Bees! Bees! Bees in the car! Bees everywhere! God, they're huge! They're ripping my flesh off! For good God, I'm starting to swell up! They're huge and they're sting crazy! And your firearms are useless against them!
About 5 years ago, I think it's about 5 years ago, there was a story in Kentucky about a car that had crashed into a pole. But then, like, this massive bee attack happened to the people in the car.
Oh, yeah.
And some hill jack from Kentucky saw it unfold, and he was the hero. He actually saved the people in the car, and he gave one of the great interviews of all time.
I walked back to my house, sir, to get my phone so I could play a video game on it. And all of a sudden, I heard a big boom.
Anderson then says they ran up the road, grabbed a hose outside his home, and started trying to spray off the bees.
I told him he needed to get out of that water, but say I didn't know he was getting eaten up by bees. I thought he was just high.
Which, again, we've pointed this out before, but the similarities between the hero in Kentucky and Boomhauer from King of the Hill, man, it's real close.
I walked back to my house, sir, to get my phone so I could play a video game on it. And all of a sudden, I heard a big boom.
Boom, just like that.
I looked back out my door and the electric pole fell and the lines was falling.
I've been calling y'all people better than a month now. I grabbed back y'all every time an angle don't cross these 30 Avenue jaw.
And Jill Tackler's sideways into the fence.
How you supposed to come out and do anything about that dog? You're just going to get a damn computer. Ain't going to come over here and just...
All of a sudden, I heard a big boom.
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 Boom. Just like that.
Great moments in bee attack history. It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.